go to Sean in Temecula, shall we? Sean in Temecula, listening on 1000 AM in Immaculate Heart Radio, was the first caller yesterday in the church hall where we broadcast.
And he called in the pre-telephone sense. He paid a call. He was there.
That's right. He paid a call. Right. And he's also the first caller today by phone. So you get a little special blast of love here, Sean.
Oh, that just made my day, gentlemen.
Excellent.
I would like to say that I had a lot of fun yesterday at the radio launch. I got to meet my favorite football player, Philip Rivers.
Right.
My favorite apologist, Jimmy Akin and Tim Staples. And, of course, my favorite host of Catholic Answers. Make sure you tell Jerry I said that. I'm kidding. I like
about telling Jerry or about Patrick being your favorite host?
Sean, you should run for political office, my friend. Very smooth.
Well, you can't vote for me, Patrick. You're not a citizen, but
that's true. But man, he's loaded for bear with the zingers.
Yeah.
How can Jimmy serve your needs?
If you're wicked.
Thank you, Sean.
My question kind of rebounds off something we were talking about yesterday and Mormonism. Jimmy mentioned something about polytheism, and I was thinking about their plan of salvation, specifically salvation and exaltation.
Mm-hmm.
And if we take this doctrine to its logical conclusion, is it safe to assume that Mormons believe that there are infinite amount of deities in infinite amount of universes, and thus making Mormonism the most polytheistic major world religion out there?
It's an interesting question. I guess I should... fill in a little bit of the backstory for people who may not be aware. Mormonism claims that humanity and the gods are the same species, and that it's possible for every single human being, if they become a good Mormon and they do certain things, to become a god and move off and kind of set up a celestial homestead where they have other, at least one planet and possibly more of their own spiritual children worshiping them. And whether or not this is something that happens on a planetary scale or a cosmic scale is something that's a little bit unclear in Mormon theology. But since I hear the music, we'll answer on the other side of the break.
Very good. I just had a visual image of a little boy saying, Shane, to Joseph Smith. This is Catholic Answers Live. Sean in Temecula will get part two of Jimmy Akin's answer on the polytheism of Mormonism. This is Catholic Answers Live, 888-31-TRUTH. That's the toll-free number. Be right back. Don't go away. 888-31-TRUTH is the number. Sean in Temecula was asking about the infinity of infinities, multiform amounts of infinities in LDS, and you were getting up for a reply.
Yeah, the first thing is it's not entirely clear in Mormon theology whether or not individuals who become deified, who become gods, mm-hmm. will be ruling over planets or universes, which was one of the things that Sean alluded to. I've seen both references in Mormon sources.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as I'm aware, some Mormons historically would say, oh, yeah, you get a planet. Others would say, no, you get a whole universe. So however that may be, you do at times encounter language in historical sources in Mormonism that talk as if there are an infinite number of gods reigning out there somewhere, either over other planets or other universes. And it's possible, as far as I'm aware, for a Mormon to hold that today. However, in recent years, the hierarchy in the Mormon Church has become more reserved in what it claims about divinities. Mm-hmm. And, for example, back during the 1990s, the then Mormon prophet gave an interview in which he appeared to distance himself from some of the classic Mormon understandings of the progression from being a man to being a god. And as a result of that, it's sort of unclear at this point exactly what Mormon theology would hold, and therefore whether it's clear that they still believe we and the gods are the same species.
Mm.
But it is unclear to my mind whether they would assert that there are in fact an infinite number of deities out there. And consequently, that would be one problem for asserting that Mormonism is the most polytheistic religion there is. Another problem simply connected with Mormonism is that Mormons would be very quick to respond by saying, but we're not even if we think there are an infinite number of deities, they would be very quick to say, but we're not supposed to worship them. Hmm. We here on this planet are only supposed to worship ours, and we're not supposed to be worshiping deities on other planets or in other universes. That's for the other planets and universes. So they would say that they're not polytheistic in that sense. And that actually is a version of polytheism that's known historically. It's called henotheism.
Henotheism. That's
right.
That's new, relatively new to me. It's an interesting variation.
It's from the Greek word hen, which means one, and, you know, the root theos, which means God. Mm-hmm. And so the idea is, even though there are many gods, there's only one that you worship. And this is something that Mormons would maintain is what's supposed to happen here on this planet. So they defend themselves, number one, by arguing, probably without the term, that they're actually henotheistic.
Yeah.
They're not like Hindus that could worship many, many, many gods. And another defense they might mount is that you could probably find in some Hindu sources potential references to infinite deities and things like that. So I wouldn't be surprised if they could turn up some references in Hindu theology or in Hindu scripture to those things.
How's that, Sean?
It's good. One quick follow-up. What Mormons definitely believe, though, is that a Mormon man who holds the priesthood holder can, if he lives a good Mormon life, become a deity. That's something that they really believe, right?
Yes, yeah.
And,
okay.
And the Mormon deity worshipped now on another planet was a former Mormon male from yet another planet. Is that a correct understanding?
That's certainly the historical understanding, yes.
If I was a Mormon, I would definitely belong to Club Universe, not Club Planet. Wouldn't you lean toward the universe then, rather than the planet?
I'd still be happy just to get to Club Med.
Okay, fair enough. Sean, great to hear from you, sir.